Steve Harley and Cockney Rebel, it's Make Me Smile. That's what it certainly does. Open brackets, come up and see me, close brackets. So you see, you learn something on hospital radio every day. Right, the second hour, as I say, is all about a decade choice when we play you a song that was in the charts on this day back in 1960s, 70s and 80s. And the computer has picked up the day 1965, 1975 and 1985. And what number in the charts? They're all number fours. So, and of course, in the second half, we will be taking you back to 1988 and telling you things about us. Because tomorrow, on the 1st of October, we started to broadcast back in 1988. Yes, we are 33 year old the morn, and by golly gosh, some of us are looking well for 33, aren't we? Right, let's do this, let's do this, and let's do that. Borders Hospital Radio. And I've got to find that because Ewan has not done this. So let's do this, let's do that. It's complicated here, it's like driving an aeroplane, you know.
Okay, let us do it.
For your requests, call 6077 or pop up to level 2. Our front door is opposite the main staircase and lifts. Stand by for an hour of the best music with Ewan Thompson on Borders Hospital Radio.
At last we got that done. So, in the charts, number 4 today in 1965 was this song.
Moving on their way. to someone new, you'll see.
Yeah, our song. That was in the charts at number 4 today, 1975. And our song that was number 4 back in 1985 was this one. Somebody just shouting, I like this song. Yeah, from Madure.
Strong man.
taking you back to number 4 in 1965 on this day, of course, was the Hollies. Look Through Any Window. Highest position they got was number 4. 1975, number 4 on this day, was 5,000 Volts with I'm On Fire. Highest position, again, number 4. And their number 1985, number 4 in the charts on this day. Highest position it got to was, of course, number 1 for Madure, If I Was. Right, I'm going to do some things to get ready for tomorrow. Yeah, because this was, I'm sure, was the first song that was ever played on Border Hospital Radio. And of course, along came Radio Borders. Danny Gallagher at 6 o'clock one morning played this, and this was to start Radio Borders as well. So they pinched our tune. Whoa, whoa, whoa. All right, Cliff, that's perfect. Thanks for that. Right, tomorrow, as I say, we celebrate our 33rd birthday. Normally, we would be having a party like what we had in our 25th party. We had a brilliant party when we had people in. And I'm going to tell you some of the things that's happened in the last 33 years. And I'm going to play you some of the songs that we would have been in playing in the charts back in 1988. But first, I'm going to do this.
The Border's first local radio.
Yeah, there wasn't a TD1, there wasn't a TD9, and there wasn't a Radio Borders. We were the first and only local radio station. There were Radio Tweed, who used to play some music, and of course they done for all the news. They still do a cracking job. So, for tomorrow, I wish you had a cake.
Happy birthday, happy birthday. Happy birthday, happy birthday.
And by the way, my playlist, which I've got here, I've torn it up into 1,000 pieces. Because the first hour went too quick.
Such a fright. Seen in my dark, covered with my ribbon
cake. Yeah, altered images with happy birthday. Right, guys, that's enough. We've no got time for any more. Right, what was in the charts at number one when we started on the 1st of October? It was originally a number 3 hit in 1969, but it got to number 1 on this day, October 1988. For the Hollies, He Ain't Heavy, He's My Brother.
The road is long, with a many winding tongue that leads us to knows where, who knows where. But I'm strong, strong enough to carry him. He ain't heavy, he's my brother. No burden is he.
Yeah, as I say, we've had fun in the last 33 years, but don't worry, we're going nowhere. Not one place are we going. We're staying put, and we're going to keep you entertained. So, 33 years off Hospital Radio here in Borders General Hospital. And of course, when we came in at first, well, I wasn't here at first, but we had two turntables, a CD player, one CD player, and two cassette players. Because 99% everything was on vinyl. And we used to have some of those albums, you know, the top, or the Pops albums and things like that. But we managed. And of course we've come a long way, because it's now 99% computers, isn't it? No CDs. Sorry, no cassettes. We've got a cassette player somewhere. It's a long, long road. And as I say, we're putting vinyl back in. We're getting our turntable. If Colin would only come up one day. He comes in on Monday and Wednesday, and he goes straight back home, and he always says, oh, I've forgotten my tools again to fit the turntable. As I say, we've had fun and games. One thing that we needed was a mixing desk. And we looked at mixing desks and we thought, oh, golly gosh, I know what money that's going to cost. I'm sure this one that we've got, we've had it for a few years now, it costs something like £10,000. Where did we get the money? We raised the money all by ourselves. With the help of you, good people out there, buying our raffle tickets. He's my brother. I'm sure it was a holiday, £500 holiday. And we split into squads. Some went, I think we done 6 months, every Sunday. He's my brother. Some of us went to Kelso Market, where we raised our money. We were at Gala Market. We were at Peebles Market. I can mind George Ingalls and Ian went to Peebles every Thursday, and we got all the money sorted out, and we gave them all the raffle tickets. And I think Richard and myself, I think Colin, he got the easy end of the stick. He went to Kelso Market. And that's when Kelso Market was full. Richard and myself, we went to Mayfield Garden Centre every week, and we had this wee boombox thing that we used to play cassettes on. Now some of the music from 1988. But we raised the money. Best of me. I'm only one, but not alone. My finest day is yet unknown. I broke my heart for every game. We had our first live broadcast over the network. I face the pain. When Radio Borders and Ian, our good friend, computer kid, he puts all the music on the computers for us. He does 99% of the work, along with Harry and Colin. Decided that they would do a live broadcast. The home run that Ian done came live from Border Hospital Radio. remember that? I can remember it as if it was yesterday.
No time for less. I've laid the plan.
Keith came in on our birthday to do a program
here in my head.
For an hour. I think Keith spent about 4 or 5 hours here. He was enjoying himself. He was having fun. Then, of course, they came back for Cash for Kids. And we had the company of Rory doing his show live from Hospital Radio, where somebody was dressed up. I can remember that day. With all the money coming back to Borders General Hospital. Do crazy things. Like I used to sit in the studio to about 2 o'clock on Christmas morning, and Richard would go around the wards with Santa Claus with a big brick, one of those old-fashioned mobile phones that we were gifted by ITV Telethon. We had to keep it quiet where Santa Claus was, because if we'd said Santa Claus was in Ward 10, Ward 11 was ready for him. Yeah, Whitney Houston, One Moment in Time. Another young lady in 1988 was singing this song. Of course, she was on Neighbours, wasn't she? Her and Jason Donovan. We were talking about Ian doing his home run show live on air. Well, Ian and myself went along early one Friday morning. I'm sure it was a Friday. No, it may have been a Thursday. To Melrose Parish Church. Because the hospital choir were going to do a show live in Melrose Parish Church. We got it all fitted up, and it came night time, and we were joined by Scott. And I'll never forget, I was the one that everybody laughed at, because I was in the kitchen, and the audience I did was like a cup of coffee. Yours truly came through where the choir was singing with a tin box and 3 cups in it. It was one of the highlights of our 33 years. The hospital choir doing a Christmas show. As I say, Colin was in BBC Scotland, Radio Tweed, and we poached him. And we had Angela on a Saturday night doing her Scottish show, and Angela left and she went to BBC Radio Tweed. our prize draws was something special. We couldn't even get set up, and the staff was coming in throwing us money. We want raffle tickets. 99% of the time, he gave a bike away. And of course, for our 30th birthday, our 25th birthday, we gave a bike free of charge away to somebody. We got donations right, left and centre. You could have had about 4 or 5 baths in our alcohol. Let's stay with 1988. And another young lady, I think 1988 was all the year of the ladies. Our chief executive in Borders General Hospital came in one night to speak about his career. I think we maybe have had him for 2 or 3 weeks. He was called John Glennie, and he thoroughly enjoyed hospital radio. Every night before he left, thumbs up. Great job, guys. Keep it up. I was on a Tuesday night between the hours of 7 and 8 along with Rob Nicholson. Rob done between 8 and 9, and we used to have fun. One Tuesday I invited Border Telegraph's Arthur Innes to come in and play his favourite songs. Little did I know, Arthur had about 5 or 6 foolscap sheets of paper. He spent 4 Tuesday nights. He enjoyed it that much. Hogmanay used to be great nights in here. Kevin and Scott used to all be dressed in the kilt. And Kevin used to bring his accordion in and play live on air. Yeah, he was good.